Gear Radio, let's start the show.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're able to join me. We are broadcasting live from beautiful West Omaha, Nebraska, where it is kind of overcast today, and it's a little cold outside. When I say a little cold, it's around zero. So I hope everyone's having a really good Sunday or whatever day you're listening in. Today, our broadcast is regarding the necessary steps in building your website. And I thought this was really worth going through. And, you know, there's probably some web designers, maybe new web designers, or even some experienced web designers that will be actually listening to this broadcast. And I'm really targeting in this broadcast are the DIY people, the people that are trying to get their website up, and some of the struggles that you may run into and how to work around them. The one of the misconceptions in building a website is that you design the website, you just get out there and you start putting it together, and then you put your content on the website, and then you put your graphics on the website, and then you go ahead and publish the website, you're done. And what actually made me think of this is I'm doing this morning for a nonprofit here in the Omaha area. They work with brain tumor research and awareness, and so I kind of thought of this because they have not sent me the content as they would like it on the website. So I thought this would be worth walking through and actually going through the steps in designing your website. The first step in your design process is don't even touch the legal pad or your computer and start sketching out what your website needs to look like yet. What I would recommend doing is gathering your content first. Gathering your graphics, gathering all the information that you would like to have on the website. And the reason why I say this is it will help you in the design process, because part of what you're wanting to actually do here is to design your website around your content. It's not the other way around. You don't design your website and then put your content on it thinking you're going to rock the world, because more than likely, if you just put your content on the website as it is, it's going to look awkward. So what you actually want to do is gather all the content that you would like to have, gather your graphics first. And then at that point, when you feel like you've gathered the sufficient content for your website and your graphics, then you're going to move on to the next phase, which is actually work on your design. And this part of the process is called, you may have heard of this if you've been in web design, it's called wireframing. It's basically a rough sketch of what you want the website to look like. And you can actually, you know, wireframes in many cases have a lot of detail. You can actually add detail to it. There are, excuse me, applications applications on the internet to help you with wireframing. It actually, what it does is help you to build a kind of a schematic, if you will, of what your website needs to look like or how it should appear. The next step in the process, of course, is you're actually going to start designing your website. And when you're designing your website, you would like to keep two things in mind. How your content is actually going to look on your website, how your graphics are going to actually look on your website, and the design that you've actually created. So you're going to be keeping those in mind when you're actually building your website. You don't want your website, for example, a real common error is someone will be building it in kind of a grid, which is even blocked on a website, and they'll be building it in kind of a grid where typically on a website, for example, you may have three columns on the front page, and then it will go down to three blocks below it. So one of the columns on the front page, they'll be thinking to themselves, you know, I'm going to put my content into that first column, my content into the second column, and content into the third. And what actually happens is the content looks totally awkward because you have a lot of content in that first column, much less in the second column, and then, you know, whatever in the third column. So you want to keep those factors in mind when you're actually doing the design. For me, my best standards and practices when I'm actually designing a website is to try to make the content as even as possible in those columns without detracting from the content itself. So that's one step in the process. The other step is taking your graphics. Now, some of you are possibly Photoshop people. You know, you're like, you've got Adobe or Corel or whatever graphics rendering program that you're using. And you really get what I'm talking about. But, you know, when you're setting up your graphics on your website, a very common mistake is to simply upload the graphic right off of your cell phone and put it on the website and thinking that this is going to be really cool, you know, or actually just really easy. And the reality of what actually happens is your graphics are huge. And so when your website loads, it takes a phenomenally long amount of time for those graphics to load up because they are simply so huge. And you're like, well, what do? I don't have Adobe or I don't have Corel. Okay. You've got a Windows PC, load up Microsoft Paint. Load up your graphics in Microsoft Paint and resize your graphics. Now, the best standards and practices for resizing your graphics is you want them to be as close to the actual size of where they're being displayed at as possible. For example, say I'm doing a header graphic, and my header graphic is 600 pixels wide, and it's 250 pixels high. Well, what I want to do is actually size that graphic as close to that design area as possible. And there's a couple reasons for that. The first reason I just previously mentioned, if it's too big, it takes longer to load. So actually what you're doing is optimizing the load speed of your website by having it as close as possible. The second issue you're going to run into, if it's too small, and those of you that are graphics designers really get this, what's going to happen to that graphic is it's going to look crappy. It could look jittery or less detailed than it normally would. So you want to get it within the correct size as much as possible. You know, it's one of those things that's somewhat, I guess, an art form when you're doing this. It's somewhat of an art form when you're designing the website. I'm sorry, I had an interruption there. So you may have, like, when you're in the design process, you may have, like, your prototype 2, your prototype 3. A few years ago, it's kind of funny, I was doing a radio show and kind of a consultation, and there was a guy on the show, and he was explaining to me how he built a website. He was like, "Well, yeah, what I do," and he starts telling this story. Really good guy, though. And he starts telling this story, "Well, I create my database, and while I'm creating my database, I design my website, and then by the time my database is created, I can go ahead and set up my website, and I have it online." Well, yes, you can do that. You know, there's a lot of web design programs and things like that, so you can actually set up a website quickly, website that's important to look really good. That's a whole different story. That's not something that you're going to be able to set up in 15 minutes. And these, Wix and some of these other programs, they're incredible programs. And their developers have spent who knows how many hours in development. I mean, these programs are awesome. They're really awesome. But, you know, a lot of people, just from hearing from my clients who have come to me from using these programs, they are under the expectation that they're going to have their website online in like 10 minutes. And it's not happening like that. Even with some of those top of helper programs, it's not going to happen instantly. And I guess that is my point on that one. So to walk back through the steps, and these are, I know some people are going to come back to me and say, "Well, Rod, I do the sketch, and then I do the wireframing, and then I go ahead." But just to walk through simplistic steps in building your website, gather your content, the text, gather your graphics, then do a wireframe or rough sketch in design. Go ahead, create what layout that you want to. Try to fit your content into the layout so you're comfortable with the way it looks on the page. Try to keep your content within your columns evenly, things like that. Size your graphics up to the appropriate size, and don't rush things. Do like a prototype 1 when you're building a prototype 2. Take your time with it till you get it in a way that you feel comfortable with it. On that, we're going to end our show today. Feel free to like me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/websnooty. Follow me on Twitter or contact me on my website. And we're going to close out the show. Thank you very much for listening, and take care.